have Shem and Shem on the Lachas of Hilchos Shemrin. Hilchos Shemrin is a very big topic. We'll do a couple of different Chalakim of Hilchos Shemrin, maybe Mamshech in the Hampshire. So the first, basic Halachas of Shemrin, that is four types of Shem, Shem Chinam, Shem Sacher, Soicher, and Ashayel. Shem Chinam is Chayav and what? Shem Chinam is Chayav and Pshia, but then everything else. Shem Sacher is Chayav and Aveda. And Ashayel is going to be chayv even on, I guess, give one case each. Will be a case of Pshia. Shem Kinnin is chayv in Pshia, so will be a case of that. Maybe it's a case. There were 10 Bachim went to Meiron for Shabbos. Maybe it was Tzvass, whatever it was. And so they had all the muksa stuff and the cell phones and everything. So they gave it to one Bachar and they gave it to him. They put it in the bag and they gave it to him and like he put it somewhere. At 2 o'clock in the night, when the cell phones went off, it started ringing. So everyone starts going shh. So he quickly got up, grabbed the bag, and took it, and like he put it outside the door. Kamuvan, when they woke up for Shacharis by 7:30, it was long gone. It was long gone. And the shaila is he responsible to pay or not? If he's a shomer, then we'll see in a second. Then chayav be pshia, putting it outside your door, even in the halakha of makom tzvas, maybe dafka, whatever. But it's definitely going to be considered a pshia, and that's something which would be chayav. Okay, so shomer sacher, somebody's getting paid to do his job. But it's a different case of shomer sacher. Let's think of that. Very important case. I'm not giving shemachim. So shemachim is chayav and pshia, gneva veda or einsen is going to be potter. So this is a case that happens all the time. This type of case, he tells somebody to, are you going to America? Can you pick me up cigarettes? Right, pick him some cigarettes. So you buy doing free cigarettes, a carton of cigarettes. So he pays what it costs these days, a carton. Oh wow, we have cigarettes are out nowadays, he's saying. Like, who smokes cigarettes and that type of stuff? Okay. What? Okay, whatever it is. He buys a thing of cigarettes and he buys some things of cigarettes and he's bringing it, he's smuggling it in and then he gets caught at customs and they take it away. So now, he calls the guy up and says, I want my money. The guy's like, I want my cigarettes. So what's going to the halacha? So this is a very important halacha. When you go and spend money for somebody, you buy something for somebody, the halacha is that the person's kain it. If you tell me, go buy something for me. So I spend money, so we did arev, I was kain it for you, so now you own it. Now me bringing it into the country, what am I now? I'm just a regular. So anytime you have somebody do something for you and to buy it for you, so when the money spends is really is like a halva, and the person you're buying it for the person who is being kainet, and therefore you're just a regular shliach shemechinim, and shemechinim is patar anitzim. So it's really going. So it depends. If you walk in smoking a cigarette and holding like that, then okay, you're pesheya. But if you just have it in your regular place, you have it in your handbag, and they call you over, so then you're considered hainous. You wouldn't know if you sit there. These guys are trying to smoke something and like looking like that. Okay, here, you know. The guy's a turkey, okay. But, then we can't do whether he's a pshay or not a pshay. But come on, so that's me with a shemechidim. Shem sacher, if you're getting paid for it, you're chayav on pshia, rengdev aveda, you're chayav on something that's stolen. And that's a break. A lot of times Friday nights there are break-ins, if you live in the back end of the neighborhood, which are facing facing the wadi over there, the Arabs, prime time spot, and a lot of Geneva's Friday night over there. So if you are watching something for somebody, if they're paying you to watch something for somebody and gets stolen, so you're chayav on Geneva Veda. And the last case is Shoyal. Let's go some over the case. Shoyal is basically chayav on, even on Einsen, the Shoyal is going to be chayav. For example, like you borrow a car, and a missile comes and, it's parked, the missile comes and boom, and falls on the car and explodes, whatever. So, not your fault, very bad for you, but you have a nice. And you're going to, and you're going to have to pay. The only case of shalos mipatur is mismachas b'lacha, which I also have a show about that. A lot of cases come up, like while you're using something, it breaks. You borrow a car and you're driving and it breaks down. What's going to be halacha? Or if you get into an accident or things like that, you know, that will come back to it. Okay, that's the basic halacha. Now, the first halacha comes of Shem Shemir is you have to raise in the morning. If you're accepting to wash somebody, you're taking a kriyas. You know, they have to realize that. If you say, he washes me, I say, yes, I'm taking a kriyas. And you have to, a lot of times you say, oh, I didn't mean that I was really. You know, people didn't really mean, like, say, I'm watching it for you, that I'm really taking responsibility. Yeah, okay, I'll do you a favor, I'll watch it for you, but not that I'm taking responsibility. If you realize, if you're Makabal, if you tell someone I'm watching something for you, that's a Kabbalah Shemir, you're a Shemir, and you're going to be Chayv in certain Sardinia. Now, the clause is like this. Let's start with Shemachim. The only thing you consider Shemachim, I'll tell you a couple stories. We'll handle whether this is yes Kabbalah Shemir or not Kabbalah Shemir. In order to be Chayv on Shemir, you have to be, go ahead and Kabbalah Shemir. For example, somebody, a seminary girl came for Chesed, and she left her MP3. Her wallet, let's say, on the table, and you know, and she left it there, and she went to take out the gifts, came back, whatever. Because by the time she came back, it wasn't there anymore. Queen lady came and left in the interim, and walked out a little bit richer. So now they call her up. Oh, you see any wallet? No, of course not. Yeah. But so in that type of case, so what's going to be the halacha? Is the family chayiv or not chayiv? So in that case, you're not going to be chayiv, you're not going to be kabbal shmirah. In other words, he didn't say you're going to, you weren't a kabbal shmirah. And there's no, in other words, if you're a kabbal shmirah, say, can you watch me and say yes, that's a kabbal shmirah. You just put something down and you never ask the person to do it, then you're not going to be kabbal. Oh, this is a terrible maisa. Somebody was getting a ride with somebody, and the guy came to the gas station, and so the driver went out and he went to the bathroom and, you know, left the car running, and then the passenger got out and went to the bathroom. And when they came back, the car was no more. So the guy starts screaming at him, like, you left the, like, you idiot, you left the, you went to the bathroom. And so he's tevea, the passenger, to the entire. They just have to pay. So over there, the passenger is not going to be chayiv. Why? Because he was never kabbal shmirah. He never accepted responsibility to go out and watch it, therefore he's not going, therefore, right? He didn't. The fact that he left, whatever, you know.
Someone says, can't put something in your room.
Okay, so if I say something in your room, and the guy says, so, the Gemara's orphans of Lashingness. The Gemara says that if you gave something to somebody, and if he says, Hanach Lafanai, he says, Shamachinam. If you say, Hanach Lafanach, or Hanach Stam, or, you know, depends on what Lashin you say. If you say, like, just say, Vakasha, put it down, you know, that seems to be much more Islam. I'm not Mikabah Shmir, right? You want to put it here? Can I put it over here? Yeah. So what do I care? You know, it's not like a kabbal shmirah. It depends on the lashon, whether the lashon seems to imply that I'm accepting responsibility. If I say, you know, the Gemara's lashon is like this. In the Gemara, says, if he says, Hanach lefanai, you're shamechinam. If he says, Hanach lefanecha, Hanach stam, or the bais lefanecha, then you're not going to be kabbal shmirah. It depends on the lashon. What do you say to this? When we have a session like this, a guy walked in, and he said, you know, I got something to say. He says, keep an eye on my computer. It's fine, okay. What do you think? What does that imply? I am the computer.
What
you say?
In the airport, people are like, keep an eye on my hand luggage. In the airport, they ask someone, you want to go to the bathroom, so they keep an eye on my hand luggage.
Right, keep an eye on my hand luggage, right. You think he's
does not a loss, man. I don't give
it. It means like, you know, I'm not getting a chrayas and I'm watching if you were like, okay, you're anyhow here learning, so like, you know, keep an eye on it.
What are you asking the guy? So you're telling him to go watch?
No, I have to go somewhere. So, right. So, okay. This is, it's debatable, this. I'm not sure. I'm so picking. Did you say chrayas? It's just telling the stomach. If somebody says you were learning with Spanish, like, keep an eye on this. It means like, the guy is like, mom expects you to sit there like, well, you know, he knows you're learning, right? You're ranked in this, like, yeah. Like, whatever, you know, like. Or is expect you mamish to take responsibility? You think you're for sure not responsibility, you think for sure you're responsible. What do you think?
The airport
probably, yeah. Okay, so it has to do with that. It is a true mizrach like that, it depends. If I'm in a place which is halal not shomer. Okay, it's like this. So we'll get that in a second. There are a lot of cases about that. When you
no one has a mind to pay the guy back.
So there is a difference. This is just like this. That if I'm in a place where B'chla's not Shomer and I say, oh, can you watch this a second? Then some of the guys in Kabbalah Shmir, right? You're in the middle of Manhattan, right? You're in the middle of the city. And you know, you put something down. You say, oh, keep an eye on this for 3 minutes. You're in the middle of Manhattan. and you know, you turn your eyes for a second, the guy's gonna steal, then it's pretty understood that the guy doesn't cover Shmira. The Suffolk of here is that you're in the Beis Medrash, so it's really more or less okay. You tell him it's a bad book computer, so tell him to keep an eye on it. I mean, the answer basically is basically anything which has Mashmoyis or Kabbalah Shmira, and the guy means the Kabbalah Shmira, then he's going to be Chayev. If he does not have Mashmoyis or Kabbalah Shmira, then he's not going to be Potter, but it has to be that the guy accepted responsibility. And if I say, can you watch this for me? And I say, yes, I'm going to watch it for you. Then normally, I think that somebody has to be a Lashon of Shmira. And there's a second shayla, do you need Kenyan or not? Anyway, so I'm going to watch it for you, but maybe you need Kenyan. You have to make a Kenyan. Where it brings down that just like there's Mashiach by Kenyan, by Kiyonim, it also could be there's Mashiach by Shemim. And that is Machlokes Rishonim. And whether there's you need Kenyan or not, and 2 days we're done Shulchan Aruch. We pass on the mice, if you did not make a Kenyan, you're not able to make the guy. There's a Kimli. A Chesh Mishra we spoke about in the past. This is a kind of Chesh Mishra we mentioned in the past about Kimli. Kimli basically is that in Chesh Mishpat is different than, let's say, Yeridea, in Erech HaShabbos. In there, if you have a Shaila, you go Basaroy, if you Mechriya, in Chesh Mishpat, there's a Kalam Mitzvah Raya. That in order to be Mitzvah in the moment, you have to prove in order to get it. Therefore, if the person who has the money, who's the Mokzik, has Rishainim on his side, or the Rishidas which are acceptable, so then the luck is you can't be Mitzvah Mammon. You say Kimli and you can't be Mitzvah Mammon. That's why. What? No, I see something. This is brought down Shulchan Aruch. Today is something which is mentioned on the page. I brought this in the letter of Chaim Kanievsky. What about if it's like Huvager? That's not 100% clear. But it's a Shita which is not that you were in the information age. You Googled the Shaila and you found, they found a Birkas Behemoth from the 1300s, it was a Talmud of somebody else you never heard of. There were Mishachas of that. But it was like Rishonim, which are brought down and standard classical Rishonim, then it would count. That's what we mentioned in the past. I mean, if you ever go to Beis Din, usually what happens, the guy who's being Teveya, he usually wants to have din, and the Nitva, the guy who's getting brought to Beis Din, usually is masking, really wants to make a Pshara. But to be Moitzi Mammon in Beis Din, you have to be 100% right. So usually the Teveya, if you're ever the Teveya, they offer you Pshara, take the Pshara. If you're the Nitva, go for Din. Because it's pretty hard, unless your mom is 100% wrong, and the Norbi Shunim on your side, then you're okay. But Al-Kabanim, so here you have a Kimli, therefore back to the case of, guy, can I keep an eye on the computer? Is it going to be Chayav or Patur? If he was a Kabbalah Shemira, there's no Kenyan. Back to the airport. You tell the person, can you keep an eye on my suitcase? The guy never picked up and made a Kenyan on it.
Well, it's only if it has worked by the store, if it tells them to buy something for you.
Because he picked it up, he holds it, he's takas yada, he's holding it, he picked it up, it's in his hand. But in the case of the airport, he just put it down and say, can you watch it for me? The guy says, sure, but he never picked it up. He put it in the guy's house, maybe that's a Kenyan, but the guy never picked it up. Therefore, back to the case of the airport, he would not be able to go out and be chayiv him.
If you handed him to move it,
it's a mashiach. If you handed it, then he handed the guy, can you watch this for me? And he takes it and puts it over there. Then that's like a mashiach, and he picked it up, and he's going to be chayiv shmir. But otherwise, he's not going to be chayiv shmir. Okay. Now, we've had a lot of maises over the years. Let's say you give somebody something, he was mekabel shmir, he didn't realize what he's mekabel shmir on. For example, I'll go through, say, a couple of cases. One mice, okay, this is a more passionate mice. So there was in the seminary, there was a girl lent another girl a necklace. So she was a shayel, and she lost it. Okay, so the mice says she's chayiv. So the girl tells her that, okay, give me $2,000. It's like, $2,000? I thought it was a fake necklace. I was thinking it was real gold, it was fake gold. It's a real necklace? Like, no way, get out of here. So now the shayla is, how much are you chayiv? She's masking to mekabel shmira, but she wasn't masking, didn't realize how much the thing's worth. You borrow a drill, right? Borrow from your neighbor, then you broke it. So that's what happened a couple times. The guy said, okay, so $1,000 shekel, like, it's 2 shekel drill, like, why? So the question is, the guy was mekabel shmira, but didn't realize how much he's mekabel shmira. Oh, we had the cake by so. Somebody asked somebody to bring a cake to his daughter in Eretz Yisrael. And the kids are, the cake defrosted, started melting, so they took it and threw it out. And inside the cake, there were diamonds. He said, you threw out the cake? No way.
Yeah.
Okay, so in terms of lachai, so Mechaira brings down like this. What? What?
two different cases, right?
Because one doesn't know that one doesn't know the cloud, and one he knows doesn't know the
right. Okay, so let's be mechakta. Let's be mechakta all the cases. Okay, so let's go slow by slow. So the. Mechava says in Sifta Alafil, Shekibulav, any chayva kivi shavi achayfet. See, Mechabal Shmira, Yon Mechava kivi shavi achayfet. So the first of the case is like this. There's Mechava brings down a case like this. Let's say I tell you, take this necklace, watch it. It's a fake necklace. And then there being a real necklace. Well, like the case of the cake, right? I tell you, take a cake, and there's something else inside of it. So if I tell you something and it's worth less, and end up being worth more, so Mechava says, that even though you kabel shmir, only kabel kishiv chavish kibel lishmar. I'm not lishmar dinar zav. I'm only zayish kesef. I gave you a golden thing to watch. And that's really it was just shel kesef. Over there, you only give me chayiv to the kesef and not the zav because I say I was never mechayiv to do such a thing. But if he's mafsid biyadayim, then you have to pay the whole thing because what are you being mafsid for? So mitzakav that's just regular hezek. So nachmo. So if you go tell the person that take this thing, it's not worth so much money, and the person goes and he's pesheing it, then he's not going to be chayev. So in the case of the, what are the three cases we said? No, that we didn't get to, that's a different case. In the case of, let's say, of the cake, it's something to be potter, right? He's never the kabbal, a love. So in the garbage, you have a spoiled cake, which is melting over the place. So like, I think it's not like your mazik bainis, whatever. That's what you do with the cake. It's not worth anything, right?
No, but it's not your job. You have to give the cake whatever.
Cake melted and defrosted, and it's whatever. It's not worth anything.
Let's say something else that has value.
What you say?
Let's say something else that has value, so I just throw it out. And you
try it out. Then could be, yeah. If you're stamp mazik again, what are you being mazik something?
No, but the cake, let's say, would be a few days old. It's still nice and not frosted. It's just a little bit hard.
The cake is not low shavakum, so then there's a reason why I threw it out then, whatever. So that's in the case, what's the svar over there? On one end, there's a svar over there, two svars you can play around with. Is the reason why you potter because it's a pshia the masha? Like I told you, it was like fake and ended up being real, so it's my fault a little bit. Or another svar you could say is that the shema was never makabel so much. Those are two svars you can play around with. Now, so therefore, say this is the other cases to discuss about. Somebody let somebody sword, and he thought it was, didn't say how much it was worth, ended up being worth a million times more. This is, you know, a very, very valuable sayif, which is a treasure from, I don't know, whatever it is, and it's worth a tremendous amount of money. So the other six was like, Mashal and Shach. What's Ikar Svara? It is the Ikar Svara that I was never Mekabel more than what I thought the value was worth. I thought it was worth $100, not $10,000. Therefore, not going to be chayiv. Or is as far as only if I was pesheya, I told you it's worth less. So therefore, it's a pesheya the mashal, and therefore you can't be chayiv the other person more. Mashen gain in a case where he would not be pesheya, you go ahead and. He's going to be chayv. Somebody's mechlekes in the kseis and the shach, and therefore halacha lemayis, like we said before, we gidre kimli will come out that if the person did not realize how much it's been mechlekes, whether you can be chayv in the case or not chayv in that case. Now one second. Now in the case of the seminary girl, so there was more pasha the case. Yeah, everyone agrees that the maestro should be pater because when she lent her when the seminary girl lent her the necklace, like she just threw it to her, she herself didn't have it was real even. The person lent? Yeah. She didn't have it was real. She called her mother, so, mommy, by the way, I lost my necklace. You lost that necklace, spent $2,000 on it. She also thought it was fake.
She knew it was real.
No, she thought it was fake. It's like when she lent it to the other girl, like she like threw it to her, like, you know, like a fake thing. So everyone was treating it as fake.
And that's
so,
she would
so therefore, it's posture in that case, everyone agrees that you're not going to be mechayev.
She knew it was real.
What I say?
If the first girl knew it was real, then it would be different.
What I say?
If the one who the marshal knew it was real,
it would be different. No, let's go through the cases again. There's three cases. Everyone agrees if I tell you it's worth less, then you're pater. If I tell you it's kesef, not zav, then you're going to be pater in that case.
She doesn't say anything.
What? Now, one second. If there's what?
Might as well doesn't say anything with it.
No, but the way she's like, she threw it, she's throwing it around. Like,
so she was very, very wealthy, so she was throwing it because it's $2,000. I think it was about $2,000. Let me know the
price. Okay, fine. Then we get down that. But if it's something which the guy just didn't count how much it's worth, that's what like saying says to shock and shame is, you know, it's very much like us. And you know, but that cause hard to remember. It's also
what's the story that if the shoyl doesn't know the market value, it makes it all of a sudden.
No, you can't expect the shoyl when you set your sensibility that you watch different things a different way. If you find these things worth $100,000, you'd be like, I'm very, very careful. If it's just something worth $5, you treat it differently. So he's never. What?
He's a little crapless, I'm saying.
Right, so if it's something which you should have happened, let's say it's something which, let's say by the necklace, let's say 75% of them are fake and 25% are real. So you should have that it is real.
Can't tell.
Then, no. If it's, okay, it's like this. Okay, let's just move in this week's state over here. Okay, we're getting a little good. If it's something which, just give me a case, something in Lando to somebody. If it's something which the guy should have, there's a range. Is it more expensive, less expensive? No reason to think it's not real. Then it's very straight to say, then passes the show's going to be chive. I give you something, right? It's not out of the range. It's a range. You think it goes to $200, $500, they throw $200. Why do you think $200? You're a turkey. Like, you know? No, like, why do you think it's a cheap?
Why do you do that?
Well, no, same thing. If the chat is that, what's the percentage of 70 girls working on with real necklaces or fake necklaces? So if the answer is that 98% of work on fake necklaces, then we can say, I can have known. If it's like 75%, 25%, then I'm out of the show. Can't say, oh, why should I assume it's worth so much? Then, you know, then about you're not going to say it either. Okay, just from Saturday, basically. If a master says with less, you're better. If it's something, is that clear? If it's something which the show should cap, that there's a range, there's no reason why you shouldn't cap, there's a range, then he for sure would be responsible. If someone just added the range where he should have capped, that's what Chagzin says in Shach. Do you say it's only when the person is Peshaya, or you say no, it's never Makabas is a thing, and in that type of case, then it's
what would be something that you're part of the chapping? Let's say she's part of the 25% that just she thinks everyone else is maybe fake, I don't know. Who told her that she should have? Maybe she's not.
You live in a world. You want to know, like,
no, she's living
at the end of jewelry, people wear, I'm saying, usually people are wearing real.
That's what I'm saying. What are the demographics? You know, there's.
I mean, the fact that she's clueless
what?
Is a
true story. Nowadays, I think majority of girls have something real, at least one or two things.
Not that they're lending out without telling anybody. I'm saying.
Yeah. Okay. That, you know. That, you know.
Thomas says when you lend, then it's real.
What's that?
I don't know. Not that.
And then the fact that someone's clueless, that's your problem. Or maybe it's if I get it, and if she, maybe she's.
What's that?
The fact that she's clueless. So it's her problem. Maybe it's the marshal going to pull this person.
I don't think so. I don't think after Cheshvin. I don't think so. Now there's a call like this. If you put something and you don't know, Hashem Yechid, you put something and then you don't remember exactly where you put it. Wait, a mice. Somebody asked somebody, can he get his mezuzah checked? So he sends mezuzah to somebody. He went to get it checked. Came home, put it down. And so what is he? He's a Shomer Chinam, right? Shomer Chinam, puts it down. And then afterwards, he's looking around and he doesn't know, can't find it, can't figure out where, doesn't know where it is. Can't figure out where it is. So the question is, what is that? Is that a Veda? Or is that a Veda? Or is that considered Pshia? Shomer Chinam is chayav on Pshia, but maybe a Veda, to lose something. The question is, I don't remember where I put it. What is that? Is that what? Is that just I lost it? I don't know where it is, or that's going to be considered? Is that going to be considered? So the Gemara says, "Kolei dana pshusi." That somebody doesn't know. Aveda only I knew where it was, and now somehow I got lost. It was in my pocket, and it fell out. So if you put your pocket in, like, it has a hole in the pocket, then it can be as a pshia. But if you put it somewhere, you have no idea what happened, and then there you put it. But if you don't remember where you put it, and you're not sure where you put it, so then already that's considered a pshia, and anyone be chayav. Now one of the halachas when they get a shomer is that when you mekabel to watch something, you accept responsibility. That responsibility, you're not really allowed to give over to somebody else to take care of the responsibility. There's also a shomer, shemashal shomer, chayev, potter, but either way, shomer, shemashal shomer, something which is usher to do. I'm not allowed to, if I accept responsibility to watch something, I'm not allowed to go ahead and give it over to somebody else to make it in person a shomer. You take a chrayas, it's your chrayas, you can't give it over. The one exception is the Gemara says, kol mafkid adasis to banav umafkid, banav gedolim maktanim, that if you give something to somebody, then his family members, he's yes going to go ahead to give it them to maybe to take his place to watch it, but to give it to another friend or to give it to somebody else, also to do that unless you have the rishus of the person who gave it to you, then it'll be also for a person to go ahead and give it over. Oh, we had another case with a seminary girl. So what are you asking about this case? One girl's leaving seminary, so she had a friend who's coming to seminary next year. She goes, oh, you want to take my pillows, my blankets, my stuff? Okay, you can take it. Because so that person used it for a year. And then the girl that year called her up, my sister's coming next year, can you leave her the stuff? And I have the stuff already, she lost already. And she got ruined. No, the question is, but she didn't realize that she was becoming a shamer. She felt like, I say, oh, I'm leaving seminary, I can't take my stuff.
Which is my thumb, so you can't take it back.
What say?
You can't go and take back.
But the other seminary girls said, well, I never give it to Matana. I said, you come next year, you can use it. Like, I never meant to give it to you.
Well, what's the sad of her to give it
back?
Well? It's not her whole thing. She's not going back to seminary.
What's
that? It happens all the time, no?
Yeah, well, these type of things.
Yeah. I'm
what?
I have a lot of people. Like, what? They want it back, but yeah, no, I'm not giving my house.
What's that? They never meant to.
They think they're giving them stuff. I don't know. People all the time look up and want stuff back.
But they want stuff back, I'm saying.
But this is not a normal situation.
What? Well, what was your case, man? What was your case, Ed?
Yeah, someone pack and play. He has to think about pack and play. I thought it was a job, maybe a week, I'm saying.
Oh, wow. 3 kids later, they're like, hey.
It's not a normal case, let me take it back, because we're not going back to seminary.
So that's a very good case. So that, if the person never thought those matanim, never thought that there was Kabbalah Shmira, so Nevada, there never was a Kabbalah Shmira, and they never...
Does he have to give it back?
Give it back, as the guy says, I never gave it to you, so I tell you, never gave it to you, so then, you know, we could, you want to bezin what they would say? I say, give you the moksik, you're matana, maybe, but inside you, they never really gave it to you, so then you're a gonslin, right? I never gave it to you, I just lent it to you. You know, the fact that they won't go, okay, so we can stop. But yeah, basically, we came out there different types. So you basically have to be when you watching something, you're taking a Christ, and there's responsibility, and there's nothing to it. In order to be Chayavish Shabbachim, you have to be number one, you have to be Mekavosh Shmira. If you're Mekavosh Shmira, the cases we spoke about, the Samaritan girl, in all those cases, there's not going to be any Chayav HaChayis. If you're Mekavosh Shmira, you're going to be Chayav. When you need a Kinyan, it's a Machlekes. There's a Kimli that you need a Kinyan, therefore in the airport, hand it to the guy. Say, can you watch this for me? Don't just put it down. Now, in that suitcase, which you handed to the guy, which you put down and he's put share, there was $1,000 inside of it. Is he going to be chayev or not going to be chayev? So we said that in that type of case, that's the machlik sinsayis and the yamshal shleima and the shach. Do you say that the guy didn't realize that there's something so valuable inside, therefore you're going to be put? Or you say, no, maybe it is normal for, you know, to have something very valuable inside and you're going to be chayev. So if there's anything which is normally valuable inside about that person's going to be chayev for, you can't say like, oh, you kept your suit in your suitcase and didn't realize that you had a bunch of rotten potatoes. You know, about you can't say that. Because that, but we're talking about when if something which is rare and not so valuable, that's a question. Do we say that it's not really his responsibility or not? That's machlekes. If the master's put shea in it, then about it, in that case you're going to be put. And eventually, that's shemish mashal shemer. The luck is you're not allowed to give to shemer, and in some cases one would be higher.